This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Studio E here at the Salem Radio Group in Tampa, Florida, my flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes for Felix and the gang over there at the Bulk Mail Center, hauling those mail trailers to where they need to go. And to our FedEx and our UPS drivers as well, getting the job done there, men and the women out there doing the work. And our suicide jockeys, of course, hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget either about our great Amazon warehouse workers. They have to put up with a lot, and they get the job done with what they have to do and work with, as well as our Amazon drivers. And good morning to you, Covington, wherever you happen to be at today. Now, we also want you to follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can find us on MeWe. You can find us on Gab, Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter all the same way. We put our podcasts up there as well. At Captain's America. It's Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word. Throw an S in between Captain and America, and you got it. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Check it out, and you'll find all sorts of things, including this gentleman that we're about to go to right now. He's right there, prominently listed as the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
And it's snowing in the hills.
Yes, it will be, yes.
And there's white stuff going to be everywhere but where it's supposed to be. It'll be on the highway. And, you know, what they do up there is they do something totally different. As the snow starts, they treat the highway with, like, calcium chloride. They used to do that from time to time in different areas in the north. But what happened was you get the calcium chloride down, and then the wind would kick in with the snow, cover it all back up again, and by the time you went back up there to try to do it a second time, it was icier than it was before, so they could never quite get it done the way they needed to all the time.
Wow. I can imagine.
Yeah. But anyway, and I only lived at 1,500 feet, which was called the mountainous area of upstate New York. I was being brought up, 1,500 feet. But our hills, they were hills. People call them mountains. Straight up, straight down.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I remember, I'll tell you a story sometime about them coming down the hill on the other side with no brakes in a truck. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we don't forget that, do we?
No, never.
All righty. Now, we've been talking along about the snow and the storm and all that sort of stuff, and we will get into that again during the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, unless something comes in breaking that we have to tell you right away. So far, I'm not aware of any, quote, storm road closings, but I am aware of advisories not to drive because you can't see, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Because of the blizzard warnings. But anyway, the morning consult poll that came out shows that Nikki Haley's numbers are starting to go up, but she still, of course, trails Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. No surprise there.
No surprise there for now, of course. She's polling at about 6%, according to that poll. Oddly enough, she's tied with former Vice President Mike Pence. But, of course, Captain, the recent comments by CNN's Don Lemon, as we like to call him.
Don Lemon
only served to elevate Nikki Haley in terms of name recognition. She's already very prominent to begin with, of course, but voters have to get to know Nikki Haley now that she's running for president. But Don Lemon's ridiculous statement about her not being her prime is just, number one, it just, who knows how, I think his days are numbered at CNN, in my own personal opinion. I don't think he'll be there very long at this point. But it did give Nikki Haley a boost. And I do think, Captain, that, you know, she'll continue to grow. But right now, of course, the big heavy hitters are going to be DeSantis and Trump. And as we go through this process, others will join in. If we have other heavy hitters, like somebody like Mike Pompeo, I think it'll also change the metrics here.
Did he get himself edumacated so that he could be culturally sensitive to the women? Did he get himself edumacated?
Perhaps so. I know. I think the CNN brass were saying that he had to take some extra training courses and,
right,
and so forth. But honestly, the way he was even at that moment almost kind of doubling mm-hmm. down and saying, Google it.
Yeah.
It just was odd in the extreme.
Let's see here. Well, I was going to go to the phone, but I got a break coming up. Caller, hang on a minute, and we'll get right to you here when we come back from this break. This is a short break, so we'll be back after this. In the meantime, don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce with Kyle Warren, and a caller coming up here in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle, and I will do that and remind you before we get to our two callers that are on the line that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, and I've been taking their product religiously for over 9 years. Why? Because it works. I started out with a three-week quick start, just like you will. It cost me $19.95 back 9 years ago, just like it does today. That's about a dollar a day to see if the folks at Relief Factor can get you out of the pain and discomfort you're in. Now, I will tell you this. If you have been suffering with something for a while, whether it's muscle aches or pains, or maybe you got an injury that didn't heal right and you got something going on with your back or your leg or your ankle or your arms or your wrists or your shoulders or your neck or whatever, okay, you owe it to yourself to try the 1995 three-week quick start at Relief Factor. Now, you get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you can order it right there for $19.95. Now, I will tell you that it is 100% drug-free. No drugs in this product at all. And the ingredients that are in this, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, actually help your body to respond to the inflammation that causes the pain, that causes the swelling, that causes the suffering. It goes right straight to the source. So for $19.95, the three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there. And as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. $19.95 and a three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try and see if they can get you out of pain like they did me. All right, we've got a couple callers, Kyle. You ready?
I'm ready.
Caller number one, Jeff in Sarasota. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Captain. There's back in March, I guess it was, the FCC, and this is for the truckers that have the CB radios in their trucks, the FCC authorized the use of being able to transmit an FM in the FM modulation.
Right.
Now, the problem comes in is that now, over the years, we've been using, for CB radio, we've been using AM, and we've been using the single sideband, upper
right.
and lower single sideband
yep.
Modes, and those are the three modes, essentially three modes, one mode, really, that's been able to, that was been authorized. What the FCC in March did was they authorized the use of FM modulation for the transmission of on the CB, the 11 meter CB band. The problem comes in is it's kind of deceptive, and that's why I called, because when you go to the truck stops and you see the Cobra radios, and those will be the first one, they'll be available later on in March, from what I understand. The what's going to happen is that they're going to say AM FM, and that and I just want to straighten out the confusion. That does not mean that you're going to be able to in one radio pick up CB, AM, and FM radios. That's not what it means at all. It means the transmission that you're using, and it'll be a quieter, something quieter also, like when you're doing short distances and so forth. So it is. It is an improvement over the noise on the AM band.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but FM is straight line of sight with the signal, straight line of sight, and AM is skip. It'll bounce over things.
Well, no, you see, that's the thing, and that's where the difference comes in, and that's where the confusion is, and that's what I like to straighten out. FM is only line of sight because you're thinking in terms of 3 meters, and that's the frequency at which FM radio in the United States operates, and that is line of sight. However, this is at 11 meters, still the same 11 meters that you had. So you can effectively, if you want to do skip with somebody who also has a compatible radio, you would be able to converse with him that way. However, this is where the confusion is.
Did you have something else, or did you get another caller?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for
have a good night.
Thank you for telling us. Okay, take care. That's Jeff in Sarasota. And by the way, Kyle, we know who Jeff in Sarasota is, don't we?
We sure do. That's right.
Jeff in Sarasota would be, let's see, this guy right here, if I can get this to work. It's this guy right here, Jeff in Sarasota, coming right up. And then we'll get to Aaron in Colorado. Let's see here. Come on, Jeff. Here it is.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights.
Bingo, there he is, right there.
There the voice of Jeff.
Famous person.
It was an interesting call, too, how the radio frequencies work. That's amazing.
Yeah, I was an amateur radio operator the last 3 years. I was out on the road, so I didn't worry about CB anymore. Anyway, hold on. Okay, Aaron in Colorado, your turn. And by the way, is it snowing up there?
Yeah, definitely snowing down here. As a great song would say, it's cold outside. So it's cold.
We talked about you in hour number one, thinking about you.
Oh, hey, man, I'm not worried about it. I'm just staying warm and just going with the flow, as they say.
Okay.
But the thing is, though, about you brought up Don Lemon, I'm surprised he hasn't been fired. I mean, the guy is just a complete moron. And
yep.
And gonna bring up Google. What the heck is Google? Your prime years. I mean, if you're a professional athlete, your prime years are in your 20s, your 30s, and if you play golf, maybe in your 40s and your 50s. But you know, I mean, but you know, this prime year nonsense. But if you're a career politician, I mean, heck, we got a broken down old bag of sack of bones currently sitting in the White House. So I don't know. So obviously, he's going through his prime years sitting in the White House. It's so ridiculous he in this prime year BS. And also want to bring up also about Trump going down where this toxic spill
with truckloads of supplies
down there.
With truckloads of supplies, Aaron. With truckloads of supplies.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Biden has even been there.
And he gave a great speech about, hey, you know, hopefully Biden will hopefully have some more money left after going to Ukraine and Poland. Hopefully he has a little bit of taxpayer money left so he can give to American citizens that are suffering from this disaster of a toxic waste zone. And also when we have our broken down dark side dumb donkey of a so-called Secretary of Transportation who's paid to be a moron, and he is a moron, and I'd love to get that gig to be a moron. I mean, if someone wants to pay me to be a moron, hey, I'll sign up right now. But anyway, Cap, Professor Pavlich, goodbye.
All right, thank you. That was great. That was great.
Yeah, no, it's
paid more on Pete Butthead.
That's right. And by the way, Captain, we've got a couple more people checking in with us here this morning in the Facebook Captain's group. We've got George, the Godfather, saying good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. And we've also got Wally saying hello, Captain and Professor. So good morning to both you gentlemen.
Okay, there's a little story behind Wally. Now, Wally had some problems with his bed that he bought from MyPillow.
Oh, really? Okay.
And they told him just to send it back. They sent him a brand new bed. Boom. Problem solved.
Well, that's great customer service and responsiveness.
Yep. That's what we tell people all the time. So there you go. But that's amazing. And thank you, Wally. And thank you, George. And I think George, I'm not sure where George is. I know he's up north. Has to do with the grandbaby. I know that, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And safe travels. Yeah.
Yeah. So if he's coming back, I certainly hope when you come back, George, you'll remember it's T-shirt and shorts time down here, not winter coats where you're at. Oh, boy. All right, well, back to the drawing board here. We got about 30 seconds, so in the 30 seconds that we've got, Russia failed while Biden was overseas with a Satan II ICBM test. Now, they were testing an ICBM missile while Biden was in the Ukraine, and we didn't find out about it until yesterday. So we did not know, and I'm not even sure Biden knew, that they were testing a new nuclear missile.
Oh, right, exactly. And, of course, oh, my gosh, are you going to call it the Satan II? Okay,
it is.
Well, this is not a good omen. That doesn't bode well. But all kidding aside, of course, what Vladimir Putin is doing, Captain, is he's trying to once again bring this kind of stuff to the fore because he believes that he can rattle his nuclear saber, as it were, and everybody's going to go running for the hills. Whereas we can't really do that, it is a very, very scary sort of time when it comes to somebody who's engrossed in that.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the bottom of the hour segment here. We're going to take a break, and our stations will identify themselves, maybe do a little news, a little weather, and we shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update.
Eight seats were empty at the Breslin Center last night as the Michigan State University men's basketball team played their first home game since eight students were shot and three died last week. Towels were placed on the seats in the front row of the arena. MSU beat Indiana 80-65. Spartans head coach Tom Izzo says he's encouraging his team to be open about their emotions, saying it has nothing to do with how tough or strong they are. Amazon now owns One Medical. The primary care provider has been bought by the e-commerce giant for nearly $4 billion. Amazon's CEO, Andy Jassy, said, "Together, we believe we can make the healthcare experience easier, faster, more personal, and more convenient for everyone." The Warriors are providing a positive update on their star point guard. Golden State announced on Wednesday that Steph Curry is making good progress as he recovers from a left leg injury. Julio Flores, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot? Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And I was over there yesterday at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and I had my normal weekly appointment to check and make sure everything was going okay with the problems that I have. And I met one of our listeners that was over there because of me, and thank you very much. And we'll go right back to the telephone lines. First of all, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in, and then I'm going to bring a caller from Sarasota. So, Kyle, are you there?
I'm here, Captain.
All right, let's listen to Ken from Sarasota. Good morning, Ken. What's on your mind?
I'm just wondering if you could say a prayer for my wife. She's just battling with breast cancer, fighting for her life, Captain Bruce.
Well, I'll do that in a different manner, because I was going to say something, because I have another friend who's in trouble too, and we'll he had a heart procedure yesterday, so we'll see what we can do. Okay.
I would greatly appreciate that.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you. All right, well, Kyle, we certainly, anybody that is in pain and suffering, we certainly hope that they have a way to get out of it. Of course, prayer is one way that works. I know that for sure because of what happened to me back in 1968 on Hill 101 Sierra when I was in a position where I didn't think I was going to make it home. But anyway, it is what it is. And to my good friend Craig Gross, we hope that you're feeling better, sir. He had a procedure of some sort yesterday. Still don't know exactly what they did or how they did it. I'm waiting to hear. But he did give us a thumbs up late last night that he was around, alive, and kicking. So that's a good sign.
That is a really good sign. And of course, we feel for Ken and his wife. And certainly I know that there'll be a lot of people out there praying. And we don't know his wife's name, but the Lord knows. That's all that matters.
And we have our prayer warriors that listen to the radio show, and I'm sure that they just went into overdrive on that one.
No kidding. You're right about that.
Yep. So anyway, let's go back to what we need to talk about here. Mercedes-Benz and Google, there's a couple of interesting sources, huh? Are going to be partnering on what's called branded navigation, a branded navigation system in a Mercedes-Benz's, which will be powered by Google Maps.
Well, I mean, it seems like those kinds of things are marriages made in heaven to a great degree, because everybody's integrating their cell phones and their navigation, and cars have their own navigation kinds of systems and so forth. So it's not surprising that they would start to integrate into that.
Now, I save this for right now because it's it's just silly. Did you see President Biden going up the steps to Air Force One before they got off the ground?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, he stumbled. Yeah.
Tripped and fell again on the stairs.
Yep.
Now, this is not the first time this has happened. And, again, cognitive tests, this is all part of it.
Well, right. And, you know, in the president's case, he's displayed a lot of things that would lead, like, for example, if Joe Biden was your grandfather or your father, you would start saying, okay, well, maybe we do need to look into something, and you'd be asking the doctors or this kind of thing what can be done, and more than likely, Captain, doctors would already be saying, we want to perform certain tests and make sure we know what the baseline is here. But the president's a different story, and we may never get the whole story.
Well, what that is your reflexes aren't operating at the speed of your feet, and while you're going up the steps, you might think you're a step higher, a step lower than you really are, and boom, there you go.
Right.
Now, he was trying to be macho man again. Do you notice the way he was trying to run up the stairs?
Yeah, he tried.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, but again, see, this is the thing. If that was your father or grandfather, you would say, okay, you don't need to go that fast. It's okay to be 80 years old, okay? That's all right. But you don't have to do something that might put you at risk. So in trying to look like he's trotting up the stairs like a youthful person, it's going to do damage, unfortunately.
And this is another reason why when he were to run for, if he were to run for president in 2024 and get elected, he would be at least 84 by the time he took office, right?
Well, of course, yes.
Why on earth would you want somebody in office at that age when they're starting to lose their competence, their relevance, their acuity, their sharpness? Why would you want that? I mean, gee whiz.
Well, part of that, I think, Captain, is the short-sightedness of the Democrats themselves. Back in 2020...
In other words, they got nobody?
Well, they got nobody, but also back in 2020, they decided this is our best bet to unseat Donald Trump. So they put all their cards onto that. They kept Joe Biden in the basement, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And now it's like backfiring. They're like, what? He wants to run again? What?
Well, there was another person heard from yesterday as a possible Democratic opponent to Joe Biden. It was Joe Manchin out of West Virginia.
Yes, that's possible, yeah.
And we don't know whether he's not going to or not, but it was tossed out there.
Well, but even so, even like, for example, back in 1980, you had Ted Kennedy come out and try to run against Jimmy Carter at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped to split the party even more, or to just degrade mm-hmm. what little Carter had left in the tank at that point to run again.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say if I told you yesterday the Supreme Court made a decision on a very highly paid oil rig worker who had made over $200,000 in overtime, mostly because he decided to stay on the rig and monitor things that were there when we had hurricanes coming through the Gulf?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's right. Yes.
And they ask for volunteers when that happens. They don't take everybody off the rig. They have to leave at least one person behind to keep the lights running or to turn them off, as the case may be, and then they take their chances. It's like, well, you're going to be here, but we can't get to you till after the storm.
Right. Yeah. There, I think it was a 6-3 decision.
Yeah.
Saying that,
and he got $200,000 in overtime pay because the company that he was working for didn't want to pay him.
Right. Exactly.
So that set the precedent for overtime. Especially under bad weather, when you volunteer to stay behind because of the bad weather. And that happens a lot. It's probably happening right now in some of the areas where the blizzard is.
Very much so, yes.
All right, well, Republican-led states are seeking to block Joe Biden and his ESG investing rule. And I don't know why anybody would want to let that go through, do you?
No, not at all. But again, this shows the not just the difference of opinion, but the difference in thinking and approach to where you have Republican-led states versus Democrat-led states. Yeah.
And the Fed minutes have revealed that almost all of the officials are backing the quarter percent rate hike that's coming from the Fed, although they might want to have a quarter pounder instead.
Well, that's right. And I think they also show that they're more disposed. You're right, now I'm hungry.
Yeah,
but
me
too. They're disposed, I think, to continue to raise the rates until they get it to where they want it to be, which is 2% inflation. But, Captain, what was inflation like under Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
It was non-existent.
Non-existent.
Yeah, it was non-existent, and so we didn't get there by constantly raising rates and
this all started
people.
When this all started when Biden came in and turned off the pipeline and stopped getting our oil up there in North and South Dakota and Canada. That's when it started.
That's right. It's a one-to-one correspondence. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
And you know what else it shows you?
What's that?
How much our economy depended upon that oil.
Oh, absolutely.
And we were leading the world in production.
Yeah, but the left doesn't like oil.
I don't
they
care.
Don't like
I don't
it.
Care.
They
the
just...
left. I will help anybody in the left move. How's that? We'll load you on a barge. We won't be docile about it. Put you on a barge, push you out to sea, let the thing float, and you'll go wherever the current takes you. All right.
Yep.
Hold that thought. That's being a little bit rash, but so what? They belong to be somewhere other than here. Goodness sake. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Birdwatch. Coming back with a Trucker's Highway and Bible Report for this hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warren, who is that masked man playing that guitar?
It's got to be Jeff Beck.
The Jeff Beck Group, and that was when he had that group that he had, the band. And he's the one that started that song, by the way. I've played it about four or five different ways with four or five different artists, but that is the original. That's what started all of it. And I mean to tell you, when that tune was played, people stopped everything they were doing and they started dancing.
I'll bet.
Yeah. All right, well, speaking of dancing, are you dancing out there in California to stay warm or to stay out of the snow or to do both?
Well, both, basically. You know, Captain, since 1989, we haven't had a blizzard warning, evidently, in the mountains of Los Angeles.
We got more than one.
Yeah, that's right. And so they're looking for upwards of maybe 5 feet of snow in the area of the mountains around Los Angeles. So it's definitely big time news here in the Southland for Southern California. Also, of course, the grapevine can be impacted as we move through Thursday, Friday into Saturday as well. So you want to be aware of that. Also, we have Winter Storm Watch heading all the way up through the Sierras, Sierra Nevadas, that is, and up towards Redding in Northern California, and of course up to the border with Oregon, and on into Oregon, Captain. We've got winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories heading all the way up through Portland, and then a winter weather advisory up around for Seattle. Now, the wind chill advisories continue up in northern Montana, northern Idaho, and northern Washington as well. You've got all kinds of cold temperatures, as you were mentioning, I think, just a little while ago.
Below zero.
That's right.
We got temperatures up in Montana right now that are 20 and 30 below zero all the way across, and that wind is up there, plus the cold temperatures to begin with. Wow. And I didn't even mention the wind chill.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and the wind chill up in northern Montana right now can be as much as 20 to 40 degrees below zero.
Yeah.
We definitely have a lot of that happening. Absolutely.
No, thank you.
No, not at all. And a quick check of where we got some snow happening right now. We do have some snow up in the Seattle area. Also, the Portland area right now, we've got snow that will head down Interstate 5, a little south of Salem, down towards Corvallis, if you're traveling there right now. So do be careful.
And hello, Salem, Oregon. We have an affiliate there.
That's exactly right. That's Salem, in Salem. That's great.
Yep.
And so definitely be aware of that. We've got snow around Walla Walla in Washington right now. But as we move into this weekend, we're going to keep everybody aware of the rain, the snow, and the cold. So be careful out there.
Well, here we go. North Dakota, not to be outdone. Fargo to Bismarck on I-94. Fargo about 75 miles north now. Blizzard warning. That's where it be. Blizzard warning. 40 to 50 mile an hour winds advising no travel at all on the highways. They haven't got the gate shut yet, but they might. They might, because they've had several trucks they couldn't see that drove right off the road. So that's when they start thinking about doing other things. So stay off the roads up there. Find you the pilot of Flying J. There's two or three of them up in that area, so find them and camp out there. Now, going down into South Dakota, I-29 all the way down to Nebraska, including Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You've got a blizzard warning, and it goes west off I-29 about 100 miles into South Dakota. And you got a winter storm warning further out west coming out of Rapid City down along I-90. And then North Dakota down to Nebraska. We've got very cold temperatures, too, in Nebraska. The snow has quit out west, and now the cold has come in, and it's really, really bone chilling cold. And you guys and gals going west out of Omaha, you better have your fuel right or you're asking for trouble. So you better have your additives in there, and you better make sure that you keep them in there for the next 500-600 miles, because you're going to be in it, and it's going to be well below zero until you get all the way past Wyoming on out into, Utah, that way, if you're going that direction. And also, blizzard warning for the western part of Minnesota, I-35 West. That doesn't quite include the Twin Cities, but it is snowing up in the Twin Cities, very cold up north of there, up towards Duluth, as you might well expect. Winter storm warning in Wisconsin. Then we've got snow, a line of snow coming all the way across on down into the lower part of Nebraska on up to Lake Michigan, the upper part of Lake Michigan, north of Detroit, winter storm warning. Detroit, you have a freezing rain advisory. The ice on the roads has been measured at 2 to 3 inches in the Detroit area. So please be careful. Please be careful. And then you've got down in Ohio and down western Ohio and down in the northern part of Indiana, you also have ice down there. And the lake effect machines kicked in upstate New York, all the way up into the Adirondacks, all the way into Vermont, New Hampshire, into Maine, and winter storm warning all through there, so be advised of that. And then we do have some fog tonight along the Gulf because it's very warm down here. Went to 85 yesterday, and right now where I'm at is 69 degrees, which is just about the same temperature as the water temperature, maybe a little bit cooler. But you've got fog from Big Bend all the way around down to Brownsville, Texas, to include New Orleans. So, Kyle, very quickly, how can we hear a show?
Yes, thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, and everybody, you want to make sure if you're up there on the roads and you can't, you're having trouble to see this, that, and the other, pull into your next Pilot or pull into your next Flying J. You'll be glad you did because if you can't see, you're not doing yourself any favors or anybody else out there on the highway in this blizzard that they've got up there in the northern part of the U.S., so be careful. All right, joining us right now, FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Joe's back in town.
Yes, he is.
Did he bring any money back with him?
I have no idea, but his last meetings were with what is known as the Bucharest. Is it Bucharest 9, I think? Yeah, Bucharest 9, which are the Eastern European countries that Putin has his sights on. And I think they made some interesting appeals to the United States about what they know and what Russia is doing, which includes, I might add, continued disinformation about these countries or about what Russia is doing. They have spy operations that are going on, Russian spies that have been in their countries.
Right.
I mean, it's really quite fascinating, including cyber hits and so forth. So,
all right.
That's that point.
Okay. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning to Mark in Clearwater. Mark, I'm glad you enjoyed Jeff Beck. All right. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We've just begun to fight.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.